Morning, this is Anthony and Joe with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Southeast Queensland region has been granted an investment of $150 million, which will support the innovation of the accessibility, prosperity and livability of the region. The Australian Federal Government, Queensland Government and Council of Mayors are working closely together as they plan for this major project that will provide economic, environmental and social benefits for the region. Additionally, State Minister for State Development and Infrastructure, Grace Grace, stated that the SEQ Innovation Economy Fund will help local governments, industry, public and private entities deliver high-value jobs across the region.
Sunshine Coast residents will now have another five-star resort if changes towards the development application get approved. Once the recommendation towards the development application is improved, it will be known as the first five-star resort to be built in the region in more than 30 years.
In national news, a poll conducted with 700 relevant professionals about eating disorders has shown a completely unanimous belief that social media is to blame for disorder eating in children. 9 out of 10 of these workers polled for the minimum age of 16 years to be implemented for users of social media. According to experts from the Australia and New Zealand Academy for Eating Disorders, damaging content is being produced by other young people, and often content includes filters and promotes body-altering surgeries.
Safe Work New South Wales has revealed that the newly opened Women's Trauma Recovery Centre breach exposed staff and women with domestic violence to psychosocial risk. The report suggested that the centre places an excessive workload on the staff who could be in danger of vicarious trauma. One of the former staff members said the unstable governing structures and insufficient instructions around the protocol made them worry about their safety.
In international news, the Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to South Korean author Han Kang, which is the first time South Korea has won the award. She won the award on Thursday in Stockholm, Sweden, where the committee said her work had an intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposed the fragility of human life. The prize also carries a huge reward, with the winner receiving 11 million Swedish kroner, or $1.58 million from a bequest left by the award's creator, Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
Hi, I'm Ruby and I'm a galah. You know, a bird. I go off my nut if I don't have 4zz on to keep me company when my human is away. My human even...